Remembrance of Things Past by Marcel Proust. The Guermantes Way, Part 2. We made our way back along the Avenue Gabriel through the strolling crowd. I left my grandmother to rest on a seat and went in search of a cab. She, in whose heart I always placed myself when I had to form an opinion of the most unimportant person, she was now closed to me, had become part of the world outside, and more than from any casual passer-by I was obliged to keep from her what I thought of her condition, to say no word of my uneasiness. I could not have spoken of it to her in greater confidence than to a stranger. She had suddenly handed back to me the thoughts, the griefs, which, from the days of my infancy, I had entrusted for all time to her keeping. She was not yet dead. I was already alone. And even those allusions which she had made to the Guermantes, to Madame de Sévigné, to our conversations about the little clan, assumed an air of being without point or occasion, fantastic, because they sprang from the nullity of this very being who, tomorrow possibly, would have ceased to exist, for whom they would no longer have any meaning, from that nullity incapable of conceiving them, which my grandmother would shortly be.
"Well, sir, I don't like to say no, but you have not made an appointment. You have no time fixed. Besides, this is not my day for seeing patients."